Honorable judges, ladies and gentlemen, I must admit that I didn't quite understand the meaning of Beijing speed until I stand here at this very moment. Nor did I realize the meaning of competition when I set out to prepare for this contest, having only a vague idea that it would be a challenge in every sense of the word. I hesitated to take the responsibility when I was selected to represent my college. I resented my tutor when she found fault with my draft essay, which I was secretly proud of. I wanted to quit when I couldn't finalize the essay for the speech. I felt hurt when I was criticized for being sheepish in the rehearsal. I almost thought of running away before the train moved out of the station. Even last night, I prayed in my bed for a sore throat or a stomach ache or anything that could excuse me from standing here. Yes, coming to this contest has been an arduous journey for me. Facing you, my honorable judges and audience, I feel it's time to be myself. It's time to be self-confident. The idea dawned on me when I was stepping onto the platform. After all, I have come here well prepared. If I'm not here to demonstrate what is best in me, what did I prepare and practice for? What did I humble myself and struggle for? What did I weep and rejoice for? To compete means to strive to win. As a contestant, I wish my success. As a participant in the contest, I wish its success, which relies on the joint efforts of all the participants. Even if I can't win the first prize, I shall feel amply rewarded for having contributed to the success of the event. What I have contributed to the competition is similar to what Beijing Speed has contributed to the spread of the Olympic spirit. For this bid, Beijing has been significantly improving its environment, infrastructure, telecommunications, and multi-language proficiency. For this bid, Beijing has been facilitating global exchange and leading us Chinese further into the international community. For this bid, Beijing has already been promoting the Olympic spirit among ordinary Chinese and reinforcing our understanding of it. Indeed, Beijing's tenacious efforts to bid for an Olympiad have been effectively helping Olympism to take root in one-fifth of the world's population. This is the meaning of Beijing's bid that I have come to understand. Beijing has yet to convince the IOC that it is the best candidate among all the bidding cities. Although it's still early to predict the final votes, I strongly believe that it will eventually host the Games. I strongly believe that its competitive spirit developed in the speeding will spread over to the whole nation. I strongly believe that with the support of so many Chinese people, Beijing will be making greater contributions to Olympism more than any other selected city. I'm looking forward to the day Beijing hosts an Olympiad. I'm looking forward to contributing as a volunteer in the Beijing Games. I'm looking forward to meeting some athletes who have in all their lives endeavored to be swifter, higher, and stronger. And following them in the spirit of the Olympic Games, I'm looking forward to a new round of competition in my life. Standing here, I can't help marveling how much the competition has changed me, marveling how much the bidding has changed Beijing, marveling how bright the world is when we look at competition in a new light and take it as motivation for a better future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, competitor number nine. We're very glad you overcame your nerves and got here. It's very enjoyable. You've been so persuasive and told us how much Beijing has gained already from taking part in the bidding. Do you think there is anything further for Beijing to gain by winning, or doesn't it matter?
Well, well, of course, even if we win the bid this time, there is still much room for us to improve. And there are still, there's still a long way to go. I mean, I arrived at Beijing several days ago, and I was greeted by a sandstorm. So I know Beijing, I know the authority is already, has already taken measures to fight the environmental pollution, but it's not enough. So, in my opinion, greater efforts and larger sums of money should be spent in that aspect. And still, I would like to say that people have to be familiarized with Olympism. Yeah, like what I have said in my speech, I was so nervous before I set out. And this contest and Beijing's bid have enabled me to understand the meaning of competition, the meaning of striving for perfection. And there are so many people who still do not have the understanding or do not have the opportunity. So I think more competitions and more contests of this sort should be held. And that is my understanding. Thank you.
Thank you.